That voice which calls to me and speaks my name.
Oh man, that was cool.
That was so hardcore.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to the Mike and Mickey After Dark Halloween Spooptacular. And Hunter.
Yes.
What was that?
That was a cover of The Phantom of the Opera by, it's, I don't remember what the name
but
of the person.
But they cool. They
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, apparently they Gucci.
Who knew Andrew Lloyd Webber's music could turn out sounding like that?
Yeah, oh, Hunter, Andrew, and I were all singing the entire time.
Yeah, it's my, it's, I everyone knows I love it's Hamilton, so but above Hamilton, it's Phantom. It runs in my veins.
Absolutely.
My mom saw it when she was pregnant with me, so I think something
oh, really?
Was left behind there.
My mom saw a production of it when she was 9 years old, and the guy who played the Phantom also happened to be her dentist, and she it was
oh, so
her.
Cool.
That's eerie question
She's like,
mark?
Yeah. I think I have another
Sing
cavity.
Sing my angel of music.
Oh, boy, howdy.
This is a hoof-to-tuta moment.
It really is. So let's see if we could get back on track a little
yes.
bit. So it is time for us to play the slumber party. Now, normally I have a box of questions, and we grab, you know, questions to ask each other,
yeah.
You know, guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party. Get the 411 on all your BFFs.
The super, spooky way.
Super fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore. But tonight we're going to do something a little different. We, in the interest of spooptacular, we are going to go around the room and we are going to talk about our slumber party question for tonight is, what is your most and least favorite Halloween candy.
Hmm.
Because like we've had like the MMAD KGRG buffet has been in full effect all night. We've been eating delicious pizzas courtesy of Hunter. We grabbed had a bunch of candy, so we're all sugared up and all that other fun stuff too. So and in there's a variety of things, most of which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it all.
I don't think there's any clunkers in there, but
clunkers.
Well, not every candy is for everybody. Like, for example, there is a dish of candy corn over there. And I don't know. And well, actually, it doesn't sound like I'm alone.
I love candy corn. I'm probably the only one here, but I love candy corn.
Same.
I like it okay. Meaning, like, I don't actively dislike it.
Yeah.
But I don't especially like it either.
You're not like, ooh, October gotta get me that candy corn, girl.
Yeah, yeah, but likewise, I'm not like, oh, candy corn. Like. Yeah, it's not like, oh, you can keep that ish. No, I'm not that militant about it. But anyway, so let's talk about, you know, favoritest Halloween candies. Let's start with you, Mickey.
Oh, okay. Well, I can definitely tell you my least favorite right here and right now.
Ooh.
One time when I was trick-or-treating, I knocked on a door, talk, 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 and then the guy came out, and he was very obviously sipping a sweet cola of the Ooh. Beer variety.
Oh, that's great.
And he said, oh, it's Halloween. Okay. And he handed me a hot dog.
You're a hot dog.
Oh, my
no,
gosh.
No, but it was, like, cold, out of the pot, out of the package,
no!
still wet. And I was like... Oh my god.
That would ruin Halloween.
And then he just closed the door as I held a hot dog in my little hand.
So a strange man drinking sweet cola gave you a wiener. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Shout out to 6-year-old Mickey.
Oh,
and
shout
then,
out to 6-year-old Mickey.
That was a horrifying moment.
That is pretty terrifying.
And then my favorite candy. You know, I really, really like this. It's not a Halloween candy, but my favorite candy is this. Whenever I go to Pho, they have these like little melon candies that are hard as a rock, but they're so tart and delicious. If I had to choose a Halloween candy, I'd say like a Twix bar.
Those are good.
Left or right?
Both at the same time. Because I'm chubby.
Unhinges jaw.
All right. Well, let's.
Me on Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh. Well, before this gets too terribly uncomfortable, let's move into the newsroom and talk to Hunter about delicious candies.
Okay, so as much as I have tried to like them, I cannot stand Whoppers. Like, I've tried so
hard,
so hard to like them, but I don't know, I just don't like the way it melts in my mouth.
You don't like malted milk
balls? No.
I love Whoppers.
I tried so hard. But I gotta say, that's probably one of my least favorite candies, next to a Babe Ruth.
But do you like malt shakes?
Yes, I love malt shakes. I just don't like the malt balls.
Huh.
Sorry, I'm weird. But I gotta say, my favorite like candy. It's not really like I would assume. I don't. It's like you're not your most idealistic Halloween candy. But Sour Patch Watermelons. I
really?
Could literally eat those for days.
Those are so good.
My mom used to work at Rite Aid, and and she would get like. The giant like packs that were huge, like I would want to say like a party size, because it's huge, and I would almost go through an entire thing in one night. I wouldn't really have much skin in my mouth, but
sure.
Yeah, it happened. Gotcha. But it's so good.
Wow.
I love it.
Huh. Well, let's continue down the line, and Wonder Woman, aka Lady Adanica, tell me about candy, sweet candy.
I think that my least favorite candy, and it's strictly because of the way that it sticks to my mouth, is probably Dots.
Ooh. Dots, really?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
the caramels.
I don't like having to like literally
the
pick
caramels?
It out of no, it's like the little
the gummies.
Fruit, little fruit gummy things.
Yeah, they're gummies.
AKA how to get a tooth out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't if I have to literally like go to the dentist to get that candy out of my mouth after I eat one. I don't like it. It's too much work for me. Also, like those. And on that
I love
same,
it.
The same point. Those suckers that are like with like the caramel apple suckers.
Oh yeah.
I don't. It's,
so you don't like this. You don't like sticky stuff.
No, I don't like the stuff that sticks to like the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, that's a bad time.
I don't like it. But literally anything chocolate get up inside me in my mouth. I'm about it.
Don't take that out of context, friends.
That's
get
just...
in my belly.
Hey, Hunter.
Yes.
How you doing, boo?
I'm fine. I just saw that Mike posted a picture on Instagram of a picture of him between Danica and I,
right
behind us.
I love twist.
I don't remember that photo ever being taken. And I'm really kind of freaked out right now.
Oh,
I
wow.
saw it. I was like, when did you happen?
It was during trivia, sweet thing.
Oh my gosh. That's quite terrifying.
I took the picture.
Is it real or
is it fake?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
What is your favorite and least favorite candy?
You know what? I am really hard pressed to figure out what my least favorite candy is because being of the chubbly variety as well.
Jenny air thing like me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unhinges jaw.
Yeah, I mean it's like because listening to you guys and it's
I'm
like
dying.
I like Whoppers. I like Dots, even though I totally feel where you're coming from with the teeth thing. Yeah, my candy consumption kind of comes in waves. I'm currently on like a fruit gummies phase.
Ooh,
that has
yeah.
like the rock sugar on there and stuff.
You know what I buy by like the pound though?
Mm-hmm.
The pretzel and the peanut butter M&Ms.
Ah, those are pretty good. Those are pretty good.
I will fill my whole house.
Yeah, I mean, because like I like chocolate. Chocolate?
Chocolate?
No. Yeah.
Chocolate? I remember when they first invented chocolate.
Holy Toledo.
So, I hated it.
So my favorite candy bar is Snickers, followed by Milky Ways. I like all those. Those are great. But I also like fruit candies. You know, again, like those delicious fruit gummies. Cinnamon bears are kick-ass, too.
I don't like those. I don't like cinnamon flavors.
Oh, okay. See, and that's what I mean. It's like, you know, my candy consumption is not unsophisticated, you know. I'll eat pretty much anything. And like I say, you know, to loop it back around to candy corn, you know, it's like I like it okay. I won't kick it out of my candy bowl, but I won't necessarily go after it either. So what do you think? You know, let us know 253-833-5004 or tweet at us at KGRGFM. What's your least favorite candy and what's your most favorite candy? This has been The Slumber Party on 89.9 KGRGFM. And after the break, more spoopy music.
Yeah.
Stick around. This is the Mike and Mickey After Dark Halloween Spooptacular on 89.9 KGRGFM.
Drive by calling 253-833-5004.
There's only a little time left until the big Halloween party.
I have my frog's breath soup ready.
And I have all the decorations and games set up.
Well, what about the music?
How about this?
Try this. It's newer.
Get with this century. We should play Uncommon Chords.
What is Uncommon Chords?
It's the indie rock show on KGRG.
Will it be on during our party?
Of course. It's on every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m.
Getting so tired of coughing out my lungs, sticking out my tongue, to catch the breath, you stole the day.
This is witching!
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
89.9 KGRG-FM is a student-ran, community-supported college radio station broadcasting today's rock out of Green River College for the past 25 years.
KGRG provides one of the premier broadcast journalism degree programs in the country.
The KGRG Fall Pledge Drive is underway now until November 18th. To support local college radio, visit KGRG.com.
All donations are tax-deductible and go directly to KGRG.
That's the Donate tab on KGRG.com.
If you want to listen to today's rock in HD, then stay tuned in to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Misfits on 89.9 KGRG FM. This is the Mike and Mickey After Dark Halloween Spooptacular. And coming up, we're going to talk about our Halloween traditions, you know, kind of what we've, grew up doing versus what we do now with our time. But for now, let's get back into some movie tunes, shall we?
Yeah.
Hit it.
You're with your baby in your park alone on a summer night. You're deep in love, but you're deeper in the woods. You think you're doing all right.
I'm the man behind the mask.
Wow,
and
dog.
And I'm back because I'm the man behind the mask. So that was Alice Cooper with He's Back, parentheses, the man behind the mask. That is a song from Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, which is also one of my favoritest. You know, I've had conversations with folks about the Friday the 13th movies and Jason in general, and it's, you know, you always know you've come across a Friday the 13th or Jason fan when your first conversation is, hey, zombie Jason or human Jason? Because really, Jason Lives, Part 6, was kind of the beginning of zombie Jason.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and he was, you know, a supernatural undead creature after that. Up until that point, the first four movies, he's just a dude with a malformed head. And, you know, we talked about Roy
an
earlier.
Unfortunate dude.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate, and the amount of latex he had upon his head helped him just sink right to the bottom of Crystal Lake. But that's not what we're talking about. We were going to talk about some of our Halloween traditions, kind of as, you know, some of us are, you know, like folks that have transitioned into adulthood and, you know, stuff changes from when you're a kid to what you do now. So I thought it would be kind of fun for us to just kind of go around the room, talked about what we used to do growing up and compare and contrast that with what we do now. So, hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mike.
Do you want to start us off?
I would love to. So one of my Halloween traditions is I carved my pumpkin the same way every single year for, I would say, over 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What I would do is I would get out all the pumpkin guts, mm-hmm. and I would carve two eyes and then a big gaping mouth, and then I would put all the pumpkin guts, like, spilling out of the mouth with candy corn and spiders in there, like he got sick. And then,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
That's how it was. And then days after, the crows would come and fight over all the pumpkin seeds. So my house was ultra spooky because there was always crows in front of it, like angrily squawking at each other. Thumbs
I
up.
I like that. Cool. I like that.
So that's something that you've always done and you continue to do.
Always.
Wow. That's really cool. So let's continue into the newsroom then. And Andrea, we haven't heard from you in a little bit. You've been pretty quiet this evening.
It's pretty hot in here.
It is. It is hot in her. On her, pretty for hot. Sure. So tell us a little bit about your Halloween traditions. You know, it's like, you know, kind of what you did growing up or what you do now, you know, just, yeah.
Well, I can't say there has been a huge transition considering I'm still a child.
Okay.
New baby.
I know. No. I mean, you know, the usual trick-or-treating. I was kind of creative, I think, as a child.
Okay.
I was Miss America.
Really?
Yeah, when I was like 7.
Oh.
Which was kind of cute. Actually, my cool, besides tonight being, it's been really fun.
Sure.
But last Halloween was pretty fun because I convinced my brother to dress up as Gomez Adams, and I dressed up as Wednesday Adams, and we handed out candy together with the Adams Family theme song playing, and we would just, yeah, we would just look at people like stone cold, just nothing in our face, and hand them like children candy.
Really?
It was awesome. Like, parents took pictures of us and
that's
videos.
So cool.
Yeah, that was really awesome. I have video of it.
It's
oh
pretty
my
epic.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
We did that for like 2 hours.
She knows the Addams Family theme really well.
I do. I actually walked into my brother's room. Like, he was still asleep that morning. I was like, get up, you're Gomez Adams. Take this jacket and wear it.
Get up your Gomez Adams. I love it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So any particular traditions that have stuck with you over, you know, over time?
I mean, not really.
Okay.
after a while, stopped going to the pumpkin patches.
Yeah.
I don't like the smell of pumpkins, so I don't really carve pumpkins anymore.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of fun, but I always thought it stunk.
Interesting.
It's evolved.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, how about you, Danica? What, tell me about what the spirit of All Hallows' Eve means to you.
I never really got to do any pumpkin carving as a child, and I'm really upset with my parents for that. But, I never really had any, like, traditions. It was just, like, you dress up, you go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And then proceed to eat half your bag of candy. Started out with a kiss, added it.
Wow. That's spoopy for sure. When you start doing a cappella The Killers on Mike and Mickey After Dark, it's anyway, please continue.
But there was one year where my mom asked me what I wanted to be for Halloween, and I panicked because I hadn't thought about it.
Mm.
And I was watching Doug.
Okay.
And it was like the Halloween episode of Doug, and Patty Mayonnaise was dressed as a pencil. And in my panic, I was like, pencil! And so I think I was like maybe 7 years old. And so my mom was like, okay. The next day, I'm like the whole night, I'm just like, I told my mom I want to be a pencil, oh my God. And like the next day she comes home and she's like, I couldn't find you a pencil costume, but I found this red crayon costume. And, like, she had tried so hard, and I just did not have the heart to tell her that I didn't really want to be a pencil.
Yeah.
So I was a crayon that Halloween, and it was cool. It was cool.
That's adorable.
That's really, really sweet of you to not be like, Mom, I can't believe you didn't give me a pencil costume.
Well,
I wanted to just be like Patty Mayonnaise.
I didn't even want to be a pencil. I just panicked, and that was, like, the first thing that, like, came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Pencil.
Shout out to Nicktoons. Just sitting there watching Doug.
So. Pencil. That's, like, one of my, like, favorite memories of Halloween. Just, like, the panic. And then my mom being so sweet.
Aw,
that's sweet. So let's hear from Hunter.
Okay, but really quick, first.
Yes.
Just a second.
I'll wait. I'm always patient, unless I'm not.
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet! Brooke! Janet!
Janet!
Ah, Rocky!
Rocky!
Rocky! Rocky!
Rocky!
My new ringtone.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about the air.
That's awesome. I love it.
I was just watching movies.
Yeah.
Like all the classic Halloween movies.
Well, you know what, and Hunter, I don't mean to snag this from you, but I remembered something that when we were talking earlier about Rocky Horror that I didn't get a chance to mention earlier that popped into my head. One of the things that I really liked about it is how meta it was.
Uh-huh.
You know, to where they, like, acknowledged the movie audience and kind incorporated that.
Love that.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. That was one of those things. I mean, just like... I mean, they had me from that whole opening sequence. I'm just like, It's like, I mean, it's like you get it.
Yeah.
And then like all of the movie theater stuff strewn about the castle.
Throwing the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the castle was the movie theater.
And I loved that. I was like.
Right. Well, and they acknowledged all the tropes from, you know, going to.
Old Hollywood movies.
Well, no, I mean, I'm going to a screening of the Rocky
Horror Picture Show, yeah.
That stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, if you catch a Saturday night midnight showing at, like, maybe not the Blue Mouse, but maybe, like, at, you know, some of the ones in Capitol Hill up in Seattle and whatnot, like, they'll do the toilet papers and, you know, they'll...
I was picking out rice out of my hair the entire day after I saw Rocky this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, so...
It was bad.
But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to... Didn't mean to Shanghai that, but that was one of the things that really... I really, really enjoyed about it that I just want to make sure we didn't get too far away from.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so talk about your relationship with the season and what you...
If there is something, if there's something I love more than Christmas, it's definitely Halloween. You guys will witness in the next coming up months, like, how much I love the holiday season. It's, like, not even funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, Halloween has always been my favorite, like, one of my favorite holidays. I love dressing up. I'm an actor. I mean, dressing up is kind of my thing. So, it's, like, an unofficial holiday for me where I get to actually, like, dress up and have people not judge me. and so, like, it's always, I've held it very, very, very close to my heart. I mean, we would go trick-or-treating, and I remember my mom would always get us pizza on Halloween. That's why I really enjoyed us getting pizza tonight.
Okay.
So that was kind of a tradition that I like to bring forward. As for, like, traditions nowadays, I kind of have my own traditions now. So I this morning I watched John Carpenter's Halloween. Nice. I have to watch it every single Halloween on Halloween.
I love it.
There's that. I also, oh gosh, and now I really, I'm going to add the Rocky Horror Picture Show into my holiday, my Halloween festivities from now on, from every year. I mean, I'm going to go throughout the year, of course, but, like, I'm adding that to my list of traditions to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I really like that. As for me, you know, being the elder statesman of the group, no, I mean, I've, you know, some of my Halloween traditions have been, you know, pretty basic, much like your guys's, you know, getting dressed up, going trick-or-treating. And Hunter, like you, I think I missed my calling. I think I always wanted to be a performer, but didn't really realize it. I didn't really get into acting. So I think maybe that's why this radio stuff is so appealing to me. Because, like, you know, I like attention.
Mm-hmm.
I like attention. And
theater is definitely the place to get that.
Yeah, exactly. And I like being larger than life and just, like, you know, putting myself out there and all that. I enjoy those things. And as you could see on the radio, that, you know, I not only like dressing up, but I like dressing up, you know, with, you know, being elaborate and accuracy to the point where poor Mrs. Mad. I mean, I'm just like, I mean, it's like we went as Joker and Harley.
Ooh.
One time, and it was fun. So basically, I was kind of like the Heath Ledger Joker with the scars and all that stuff.
Ooh.
It was fun. It was great. And she was the more traditional Harley, you know, with the animated series Jester outfit. And it took us a long time to find a Jester outfit that would work. And finally we did, and it was, I'm like, oh, it's fine. And it kept, like, you know, being nitpicky about, like, costume things. Like, for example, like, you know, like my Wild Dog outfit, it's like I had the hardest time finding a shirt that had, like, a V-neck on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to settle for a round neck. And, like, you know, who cares, right?
But I care. I'm very offended.
Exactly. But it's something that's been kind of bugging me for a while.
Yeah.
So I've always liked dressing up and just always liked... you know, the production of all of it.
Getting ready.
Yeah, and now as an adult, you know, it's like I you know, get to go to parties and party with my friends and all that. And
I like seeing other people's costumes, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think out there listening? What's what are some of your Halloween traditions? What did you grow up with versus what you do now? Let us know. Tweet us at KGRGFM or give us a call at 253-833-5004. You might even be able to sneak in a last-minute request. Speaking of, I do have a request. And, Mickey, I'm going to play some stuff out of the system here for a sec just to let you know what we're doing. We're going to play some more Misfits. Because you know what? We need more Misfits. So Killing Spree, the host of KGRG's metal show, Late Night Death, which you can catch every Friday from 10 to midnight right here on KGRG. He tweeted at me and he was like, "You had better be playing some Misfits." Now, his language was a little more colorful than what I'm saying here. But I'm like, don't you worry. We got Misfits. I mean, we've played, what, like 3-4 Misfits songs so long? So I've got one more, and we may be able to get to one of Trevor's at the end of the night because he wanted another Misfits song as well. But anyway, so I'm going to play Skulls by Misfits, and this is kind of like a 3-for-the-price-of-1 type thing. It happens to be my favorite Misfit song, me personally, but it's also a favorite of good friend of the show, former news baron Corbin, who's currently off doing Corbin White Production, where he reads creepypasta stories and posts them on SoundCloud and YouTube.
I'm tired of that guy. I mean, just kidding. I love you, Corbin.
Yeah, no, he's great, and his stuff is awesome. Check out Corbin White Productions on Twitter, and I know that this song specifically is one of his favorites. So I'm going to play that. We're going to play Skulls by the Misfits, followed by Fall Children by AFI. Then we're going to take a break, and then we'll think about come back and closing out the show and maybe playing some more songs.
Yeah.
This is the Mike and Mickey After Dark Halloween Spooptacular on 89.9 KGRG FM. Let's listen to some more Misfits.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Throughout the years, KGRG has played some awesome music, but we are known as today's rock year. But don't worry, if you want to hear the hits that once played on KGRG FM, we have the perfect place for you. KGRG One is the place for your classic alternative. Hear songs from Nirvana, Green Day, the Foo Fighters, and so many more. You can tune in to KGRG One on TuneIn or the KGRG One app for Android and Apple devices today.
On Friday, October 28th, Green River's International Program hosts their annual Halloween party. There will be a DJ, a musician, a numerologist, a caricature artist, and lots more. Put on your scariest costume and enter the costume contest. Sign up at the information desk in the Mel Lynn Bloom Student Union Center or at greenriver.edu. $5 for Green River students, $10 for non-students. Come hang out and have a blast.
Have you checked out KGRG.com recently? Our website got a facelift. Check KGRG.com for info on the concert calendar, ticket giveaways, new music ads, and everything you want to know about specialty shows and the DJs that make them happen. That's KGRG.com.
Celebrate the way now.
children from AFI.
To show your support for the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, head over to KGRG.com and click the Donate tab.
Well, hello, the little boy. Don't be shy. Step right up on the reasonable guy. Don't be frightened by the look in my eyes. Just your average evil meteor from out of the sky. I'm just shy and scared in this place. I'm just a fish out of water from outer space. You can see that the trip has left me tired and drained. So why don't you be a pal and bring me some brains? On his face, you've been doing him a favor if you brought him to me. He ain't using his brain, he's just watching TV. Go down to Mr. McGee's. He hasn't had a thought since 43. His brain is the portrait of atrophy. He ain't using it, why not give it to me? Brains, brains, I won't lie. I'll eat the brains till the zombified. Sure, they might think it's deranged, but they won't give it a thought after I've eaten their brain. Brain, brain, it's okay. It's not a matter if it isn't brain. And if at first they think it's strange, they won't think twice if they don't have a brain. My fortune cookie says that I just can't stop. I suck the noodle right out of the heads, and half an hour later I'm hungry again. Creep into the donut stop, sneak and tiptoe past the cop. Pick me up a crawler and a couple of tea, and any other sweetbreads you happen to see. Brains, brains, I won't lie. I'll eat the brains to the zombified. Sure, they might think it's deranged, but they won't give it a thought after I've eaten their brain. Brains, brains, it's okay. It's not a matter if it isn't gray. And if at first they think it's strange, they won't think twice if they don't have a brain. When I need them, big ones, fat ones, short ones, tall ones. They're so delectable, especially the small ones. No time to cook them in a skillet. My belly's rumbling, I gotta need to fill it. I don't fry them, the heat will only shrink them. I just grab myself a straw and I drink them. Town, but with all these brains, I can't help but think that there isn't one left out there to drink. Now fess up, boy, come on, heck. Is there someone that you're trying to protect? Bring it down here to me to end, and I'll promise I'll be your bestest friend. Brains, brains, I won't lie. I'll eat a brain till she's zombified. Sure, she might think it's deranged, but she won't give it a thought after I've eaten her brain. Brains, brains, it's okay.
You are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, the spooptacular extravaganza on KGRG 89.9 FM. Oh, come on, Voltaire. It's not your turn.
It's so awesome we had to hear it again.
The entire 5 minutes. So, Brains by Voltaire, it's a song that I love. I can't help but love it. Have you ever heard of the cartoon The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Yes.
Yes.
That is a cartoon from my childhood. And one of my favorite episodes of all time. It would air every Halloween, and I would just have to sit and watch it. It was the episode where a giant meteor from space lands in Billy and Mandy's neighborhood, and Billy is asked to go and grab the brains of everyone in town. And it's just really hilarious to see like this giant noodly monster just eating all these brains. And then he goes for Billy's brain and he's like, oh, this is disgusting, because Billy's really stupid. Do you see the joke?
I do.
And so that was my favorite episode, and it kind of goes in hand with Halloween traditions, because as I was carving my barfing pumpkin, I was listening to Brains by Voltaire, because it was just like, you know what, the brains. And so I don't know, I just think it's really cool. Plus, I haven't listened to Voltaire in so long.
Right.
And I'm listening to it now, I'm just like, damn, son, he good. Oh, man.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, we're getting ready to play another song, right?
Yes. It's another pick of mine. It's called Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo. And I have a story about this one, because I suffered last night for this song.
Oh.
Slap the table.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh, my.
So last night I was laying in bed and I just finished a quiz. I'm like, all right, Mickey, it's Betty by time. Let's try and fall asleep. Then my brain was like, hey, I got a deal to make with you. You know how you haven't found any Halloween songs yet? Remember those two songs from 2009 that you haven't listened to since 2009? You should find those, because they were particularly spooky. And I was like, okay, brain, I guess we're doing this. Okay. And so I started looking, and I cannot tell you how many iterations of Scary Lake Song I have looked up last night. I sent a text to Hunter, and I was like, Hunter, I feel like I made this up, because I just can't find it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't a dream?
I know. I was freaking out.
It sounds like a dream.
And then I sent the entire kind of storyline to this song, because it's kind of spoken word-esque. And then I was like, my God, I feel like I can find it. And then two Google searches later, bam, baby, Lake Pontchartrain. Do you know how hard it is to find a song called Lake Pontchartrain?
Very hard.
It's really hard.
Evidently, and quite difficult.
It makes you stay up till 3 a.m. being like, oh my God. And then you listen to it and you're like, oh, 2009 Mickey. I guess this is happening. So, Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo coming up next on KGRG 89.9.
I'm excited.
FM.
So, hang on just a hot second, guys.
Oh, my.
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sunrelight Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to Today's Rock.
Stick around, then we'll be back with some shoutouts.
I'll tell it like it happened, it was Darius and no one in me. Just a few po' boys trying to get up out of misery. 250 by the Louisiana, stopped by the highway to eat. They both had crawfish, strictly chicken for me. Back out under Thunderheads, the radio was Southern Soul. They interrupted Clarence Carter with a strange ass local show. Was coming down, the wind was howling outside, a slide down. It was the kind of night that makes you think the whole world's going to hell. We got up on an exit because we couldn't read the map so great. Near the Choctaw Motel, we parked to deliberate. When out of the bayou came a man like the lake had a tongue. He was right upon the glass, all yellow, white, black teeth banging on the windshield.
driving out of there as fast as a Camry could. Darius was yelling that he saw somebody out in the swells. He jumped out running at and no one was going as well. Come back! Why the hell would they leave the car? And that's when I heard it. Make no mistake, the voices were calling every mind. They're the awake.
KGRG FM.
And Mickey,
remind me, what song was that again?
That was Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo.
And you spend hours and hours trying to find that.
Over an hour and a half, my friend.
Wow.
And then for the other song that I had to find, which we'll probably hear a little bit later, Aim for the Head by Creature Feature. I had to watch so many Helsing anime music videos that I wanted to sing for hell. That's a really bad joke, but my God.
That is bad, and you should feel bad.
I listened to so many trap remixes of songs.
Oh, man. And you have been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Halloween Spooptacular on 89.9 KGRG FM as part of our 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. And, you know, we, as always, when we have guests in the studio, we always go long. We have passed the witching hour, but man, it has been a really fun night. But I think it's time for us to close it out for the night. And for us to do what we do at this time, mostly, every week.
Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud.
And before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's just awkward.
That's a little weird.
So let's peer into the mailbag and let's see who we've been corresponding with. So, some of our tweets were kind of catching fire today with some of our videos and pictures and whatnot. Apparently, Hunter makes Bailey very happy.
Aww.
Out on Twitter.
That's aww. Nice.
Yeah, she approved of that time that Alexander Hamilton dueled Wild Dog. The Amanda happening has been sending me all kinds of tweets with all kinds of videos. I'll sort that stuff out later. Shout out to Kung Pao Straight Edge, a.k.a. Trebbot, out on Twitter.
Is that his handle?
I love it.
No, his handle's at Treverton Ross.
Oh.
But his name is Kung Pao Straight Edge.
I love it. That's it's like it has an 8 in it, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
Numeric.
That sounds like me.
That's a lot.
STR8 Edge. It's yeah.
I love Trevor.
No, I do.
Can't be like the first to say it.
Andrea would be General Soto.
Oh my gosh.
Because she loves General Soto so much.
I'm trademarking that.
Oh, you guys.
Oh wow.
That is hilarious.
Is that your new DJ name?
Danica, I love you.
I love you too.
Hilarious. Let's see. Oh, and shout out to Cool Guy Luke for enjoying our videos and had a slow clap at one point. Let's turn to the KGRG FM Twitter. And intern Hunter, are there any interactions or things there that I've forgotten about or missed. Maybe check those DMs, see if anybody's been sliding into those DMs with us.
By the way, people, I'm single, so I'm waiting for the DMs to come in.
oh, buddy.
JK, y'all.
Looking for that tall, tan, and handsome.
Dave said about 2 hours ago, about to tell these knuckleheads why the new hashtag Rocky Horror was just a hot mess on Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Spooptacular. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow. Very good. Well, but again, he left that conversation a little more open-minded than he had previously.
But still goodbye.
So. Damn, you guys. Wow. So anything else coming from the Twitters?
It looks pretty clear right now.
All right. Very good. Let's see. So a couple of shout-outs from folks that have been corresponding with us. I want to give a couple Podern Family podcast shout-outs. This one for the Out of the Fridge podcast, celebrating their 3-year anniversary tonight, representing the Pacific Northwest from down in Olympia. If y'all are going to be at Jet City Comic Show, look us up. We'd love to correspond with you because they retweet our show all the time. And they're huge comic fans from Pacific Northwest, so they might be making it up to Tacoma for that. Also want to give a shout out to the Secret Transmission podcast. They're a podcast out of Gainesville, Texas, and they talk strange, unusual, conspiracy, paranormal, cryptozoology, UFOs, and the unexplained.
Whoa.
Sounds like the Z-Files.
But their latest episode was called the quote-unquote After Dark Halloween show.
Oh!
So, yeah, so I...
It's a sign!
and I've also been corresponding with the Open All Powers podcast. That's a weekly podcast for all things movie, TV, and comics with a dash of British banter thrown in for good measure. New episodes every week. We've been talking, like, new TV shows. They apparently like the Designated Survivor show as much as Dave and I do, you know, a.k.a. the President Jack Bauer show. So... if you want your name heard at the end,
hey, buddy.
I know, right? Well, it's after the witching hour. Come on, man.
It's in November.
Yeah. If you want to hear your name at the end of the night, because really, who doesn't love hearing their name on the radio? Reach out to us on either social media or email us at mmad@kgrg.com. Let's move on to shout outs. And let's start in the newsroom, because I don't know what the actual hell you guys are doing.
We're being awesome.
Yeah, okay. Shout-outs, closing thoughts for the night.
Okay, so I'm going to just take the mic right now.
Yes.
I, of course, would like to give a shout-out to Dolly Parton.
Yes.
I'm still waiting.
I concur.
Yes.
Still waiting.
I second the motion.
I'm about ready to tweet at her again, being like, yo, I'm waiting. Yeah, shout out to you guys for listening to my craziness and all of our craziness.
Yeah.
It's been a really rad night. A shout out to Bailey, who I'm sure has been listening, who unfortunately had her Halloween plans smashed tonight. Someone bailed on her.
Oh, no.
Trust me, hon, I understand. I had about 9 people bail on me last week
after
my Halloween party.
Yeah, that was last week,
man. So like, if I wasn't here, like, I would have been there for you. So if you listen tonight, I hope that we made your Halloween a little bit better.
Smashed like a ripe pumpkin.
Yeah, that's going to happen the next few days.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, what else? Barbara Streisand, shout out to her. And, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda, my inspiration for my costume tonight. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. That's it.
Very good.
Also, shout out to Mariah Carey.
Yes!
Because it is now November 1st. I can allow myself to officially start listening to holiday music, which has already started.
You know what?
He was just running through the halls singing Christmas music.
Seriously, it was fierce. You know, I saw a TV commercial for Christmas candy, and it just
made you die a little
just
inside.
Vomo,
was it the
just...
Nutcracker commercial of the girl like looking underneath the curtains?
No.
I'm not looking forward to that.
No, it was for chocolate candies.
How old is she now?
She can't be.
She probably has grandkids.
I have my shout-outs.
Yes.
So, shout-out to Bette Midler for dressing up as her character.
Yes!
Winifred Sanderson from the 1993 movie Hocus Pocus.
Oh, okay.
She's still hot. I love her.
Indeed.
Also, shout out to Quinn and Taylor.
Oh, we love you guys.
Babes. I love you, squad babes.
Our group chat is so good.
Our group chat is lit.
Never before have I felt so old than I do. Please continue.
That's it.
I second the motion about Dolly Parton. I love you.
Yeah, I a millionth that motion. That's not even a thing, but that's how much I want Dolly Parton to be.
Girl, I just want to sing Islands on the Stream with you. Let's see. I want to shout out Mike and Mickey for letting us crash their show.
It's a spooptacular.
The spooptacular.
You can totally come on.
It's spoopy.
And everybody who's here, because I love everyone here. Oh man, I don't know. Everyone in the world, shout out to them. I can't pick.
Shout out to literally everyone.
Literally
in the world.
Everyone.
It's like when wasn't it Time magazine that named everyone the person
2006.
Of the year?
It's 2006.
I know, you told me about that and I'm like, I should put that on my resume.
I mean, I did. Is that
2006? Time magazine said I was person of the year.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
So it was everyone.
Very
go
good.
Go me.
Right?
So how about you, Mickey?
Well, big shout out to Jay. I love you, man. I know that you're having a hard time, but you're the best. And big shout out to my sister, Mitch. You're super duper cool. My best friend, Clams. My really good friend, Pearl, who's listening tonight. I love you, man.
Clams and Pearl.
Yeah. I know. Oh, I didn't even. Oh, ruh-roh. My friends have weird names. I'm sorry.
Just change your name to Ariel. You can be the Little Mermaid.
Oh my
is
god!
Is it real or is it?
I'm calling fake on that one.
There are no rules.
Hunter's voice is beautiful. Shout out to Hunter's voice because he's gonna be singing Christmas tunes to me.
Wait, was that Nicolas Cage?
Heads up, party people!
No, it was Mike.
No, oh, wait, the one before.
That'd be really, really awkward.
That's also Mike.
I don't know. One of them sounded like the yelling one. Just kind of sounded like Nick Cage.
Where did it go?
You can't stop the future, Joe. We're out of control, Joe.
Also, Mike. Shout out to Cork for making those. I don't know. I would just like to give
there
a big shout out.
No.
That one. That one. It kind of, it's like got the cadence. It's got the, I don't know. It sounded like Nicolas Cage.
Cadence of the cage.
I was under the influence of many a sweet cola.
Shout out to Nicolas Cage.
Shout out.
Call us. 253-835-604.
So let's shout out to him.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He's either shouting or whispering. So
also big shout out to all you guys here in this station, because without you guys, I'd be really, really bummed, because you're all my really, really good friends.
Oh,
and I love you guys.
Yep. I agree.
Yup.
So, did we miss anything, Mickey?
No.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Noise.
Well, I have a fistful of shout outs myself. First, shout out to everybody that made requests. I think I've called everybody by name except for maybe the Invisible Mannix out on Twitter, who's also part of the Out of the Fridge podcast I talked about earlier. He was one of a couple folks that asked for Thriller. So we made sure and got that hooked up. But I want to give this sounds incredibly self-indulgent, but bear with me a sec. I want to give a huge shout out to our radio station here at KGRG FM, because, you know, being on the radio is very cool and we're all excited to be here. But I had the occasion to have some dreams come true earlier this week.
Really?
Well, I ran out of time in the weekend roundup, so I didn't get really to get a chance to talk about it. But Wednesday, I went to go see that Bad Religion show at the Showbox Soto. Met a handful of listeners there, and it was just really, really cool. And and just, you know, kind of wanted to shout out Showbox Soto and for KGRG FM for sending me there to represent. But I really want to get more into Against Me's music. They were great.
Oh, yeah.
It was a band that I knew a little bit about, but not a lot.
Yeah.
They put on a damn good show. Very worthy to be on the Vox Populi tour with Bad Religion. My favorite part, one of my favorite parts of the show was when Laura Jane Grace, the singer and guitarist, came out and sang the spoken word parts for one of Bad Religion's songs called Television.
Oh,
it's one of my favorites off of their Stranger Than Fiction record, and she's amazing. She's really, really cool. Now, I've mentioned this all over my social media, but it was a dream come true to represent the station that's become such a huge part of my life over the last year. In fact, shoot, I wrote a blog about it that's over on KGRG.com, and going hard to one of my favorite bands. And okay, so I'm an older fellow, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
What? You're old?
Yeah.
Ancient.
Dude.
Coughing up dust.
Okay, so I oh, wow. I went hard at this show, like for real. Like, you know, usually, now I've been to Showbox Soto many times. I've seen Bad Religion many times. Usually I'm safe in the beer garden behind the gate. Nope.
Oh, no.
Right up front, pushing, shoving, getting squished.
Nice.
It was, oh my gosh, it was great. Now, I'm not necessarily... I'm kind of a germophobe, but not to like Howie Mandel extent. But basically, like some of the people up front were like handing out waters, so people were just like opening them, taking swigs off of them, and passing them around. I drank out of, like, four different water bottles, and I was like totally okay. And that's way out of my comfort zone. But it was great. But I do remember like the first time I got shoved like really, really hard. Ooh. And I just kind of had this moment like, you know, like I wasn't upset. I was confused. but then just like, you know, a quarter second later, I was all like,
is that Hunter?
Yeah.
I love him.
And then,
shout out to Hunter's laugh.
I was not expecting that.
And then I was just shoving the hell out of people. It was awesome.
Wait, so are you saying that you went harder at this concert than when we saw MC Lars and we made the biggest circle pit in history?
That was a good time.
That was pretty dope. And incidentally, you can catch MC Lars along with MC Chris and Megaran coming up at El Corazon on November 19th.
That was a segue.
It was an unintentional segue, actually.
You're welcome.
We will have tickets for that coming up in the next couple weeks. But anyway, yeah, just pushing and shoving and all that stuff. So I wanted to tell that story. Go ahead and read my blog on KGRG.com. You know, Mickey, I was supposed to go to you last.
Oh.
I forgot. Sorry. Because I was going to say, hey, Mickey, closing thoughts for the night and or shout outs. So, but.
Already did it.
All right. But.
Thumbs up.
But tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening after we sign off here in a couple minutes.
Oh, so we like to talk a lot. I don't know if you know that about us. We've been doing this for over a year and man, we are chatterheads. And so, we have quite a few songs lined up that we were not able to get to. So, as Mike does some computer stuff and smashes some keyboards, I'm going to be playing the rest of the songs from tonight. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
Awesome. If you agree, like, hug your radio.
I love my radio.
So we're going to start with...
That's not a radio.
Oh, buddy. We're going to start with... Hop It To You, Bless My Soul by Meatloaf.
All right,
because Hunter
good.
Wanted it.
All right,
and I love Hunter.
All right, so we'll have that up for you very shortly. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. You can also catch our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Like, share, rate, and review the show wherever you find it. We'd appreciate the feedback. Next week...
What?
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Next week, we'll have our recap of the Jet City Comic Show. Hopefully, we'll see all of you out there. We'll be all over the show floor rocking our KGRG gear. You see us around, let us know you're a listener, and we'll hook you up with a KGRG sticker.
And a hug.
And a hug. Free hugs.
Autographs will be optional. By request.
We'll also be talking more in depth about the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive in progress now and how you can help us to keep bringing you today's rock. All of that next week on a thrilling all-new live episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of today's rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. So, after the break, because we're actually up on the break in the 12 o'clock hour, yeah, we'll start getting into some of those Halloween songs, even like that song, that Riff Raff song that Cork asked for.
Oh, Corey.
Moves like Batman. We'll get to that eventually.
Corey, I miss you.
So we have what, like five songs or something like that left to play?
Yeah, about
like that?
That.
So yeah, so we'll take a quick break and then it's just music from here on out. So no more of us, but I'm Mike. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Mickey.
I'm Alias Mouse Rat, also known as Hunter.
Danica.
Question mark?
I'm General Soto.
Nice.
Oh my god, you sound like a Jedi.
Thank you.
Jedi or General? This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, and until next time, make it choices.
Or don't, because it's Halloween.
Sure it is.
Anymore. There's no rules. That evil Christmas laugh.
Stop shaving.
There are no rules.
Ow.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Hey, this is Austin Getz from Turnover. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG.
Friday mornings on The Buzz have gotten pretty exciting. Wednesday and Thursday mornings at 6:20, we discuss the latest in geeky news, talking about everything from movie rumors to the latest in science and technology. But on Friday mornings, we're joined by our friends Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the Not So Much But Us show and check out their interviews with Power Ranger Jason David Frank or Guardians of the Galaxy star Michael Rooker. And don't forget to catch Matt and Tim on The Buzz Morning Show, 6 to 9 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
It is that time of year again, folks. The leaves are changing, the air is getting a little chillier, and it's time for the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive. Donate what you can to support local radio made by the kids for the kids. When you donate, you get some pretty sweet KGRG merch, like t-shirts, pins, and even a messenger bag. Show your local radio pride, donate a little, and keep these gnarly tunes pumping. Call 253-833-5004 and a DJ will walk you through the process. Thanks in advance.
Hey, this is Nick from Knuckle Puck and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.